I remember one Sunday my pastor was actually preaching about family matters, and he pointed out the role of the husband in the home, and that the husband is meant to be the priest as God had planned. Welcome to the Reconnected Marriage Partners podcast. Hi, we are David and
Ebon,
your host on the show. We know what it's like to feel less connected as a couple while juggling the increasing responsibilities and demands of work, life, and parenthood.
We also know what it feels like to achieve a deeper level of connection and intimacy in marriage while raising a family.
If you're ready to reconnect on a deeper level, reignite the passion in your marriage, and enjoy a more exciting and satisfying marriage,
even if you're raising children with limited time, this podcast was made for you.
Be prepared to be empowered and inspired to build the strong and connected marriage you truly desire. All right, let's light up that spark. Come on! Hi, friends, and welcome to another empowering and exciting time on the show. How are you all doing? And I hope God's been good to you and to your family. I just want you to know this. I just want to encourage you just before we go into what we have today. Be encouraged. Hang in there. It's important that you know the seasons that you are in presently. Recognize those seasons and trust that God, who is able to do all things and who has kept you this far, will strengthen you to pull through. He's never promised that the road will be easy, but he did promise his presence. And so daily, ask for his presence to take you on this journey called marriage and life. And I pray God's blessings upon you in Jesus' name. Amen. I just thought I should do that before I start off today. Well, today I'm bringing you a topic, one that is usually in these times a debated topic, and that has to do with leadership in the home. And this was even confirmed when I was at the Courageous Life Conference in Toledo, and a man actually challenged me, saying that women are the ones who are in charge when it comes to the West. Well, because I had said that husbands are expected to lead their homes. And of course, he had a different perspective. But then I showed him through scriptures why it was important that husbands lead their home. Well, today I would like to talk about, you know, leadership in the home. The three types of leadership to improve connection with your wife. And this is especially for husbands. So, you know, what kind of leadership should a husband exhibit in the home, and especially to his wife? Here are the three types that I was able to put together. I'd like to start with self-leadership. Self-leadership. It's the person who is able to lead themselves that will be able to lead others. And there are several areas wherein it's important for a husband to lead himself. For a husband to be able to recognize his own emotions and determine how it impacts others. You know, I think this is called emotional self-awareness. This is something a husband needs to know, because when you're able to recognize your own emotion, then and also determine how it impacts others, it will determine how you put yourself out there or release your emotions. It's also important that when leading self, that there is kind of a life balance. You know, you're able to successfully change, adapt, overcome, and even cope with unexpected setbacks, you know, and general life challenges. You know, having a mindset that is curious, one that resists being reactionary or blaming others or dwelling on unhappy feelings. These are just some ways in which, you know, one can lead themselves. And, you know, some other things is even developing soft skills, you know, certain skills that can help you, like communication skills, team management, you know, confidence, emotional and social intelligence. It's important that, you know, we as husbands, we lead ourselves in this way by learning these skills. And so this first one, called self-leadership, is important for your home. The second kind of leadership that you will need to help connection with your spouse in your home would be servant leadership. And what does it mean to be a servant leader? If you ask me, I'll say a servant leader is one who would love to meet the needs of those they lead before making sure their own needs are met. So taking care of the needs of others before their own needs. I think Jesus Christ made a great example of servant leadership when he washed the feet of others. It's about ensuring that things are okay with your spouse and with your family before determining your okayship. I know this is a very hot conversation on, well, do I need to kill myself before, you know, I take care of my own spouse or my family? Not necessarily, but the Bible talks of loving your neighbor as yourself, and I believe your spouse is your neighbor. But when we talk of Jesus, if you are a husband, and we've talked about this a number of times, that like Jesus who laid his life for the church, as husbands, we also need to lay our lives for our wives, right? And so furthermore, it talks about a husband who doesn't just make decisions, but one who, you know, selflessly contributes to the wife and the good of the family. This actually means stepping up to do things that are kind of out of your comfort zone. That means that you are willing to make the same sacrifices you ask of your wife. It means that, you know, when we're talking of these sacrifices, it could be in the place of finance, it could be in parenting, it could be in hobbies, or when it even comes to alone time. So whatever you're asking of your spouse is ensuring that you are also willing, or more importantly, have made that sacrifice already. Amen. So we've seen self-leadership, we've seen servant leadership. We'll go to the third one now, which is spiritual leadership. You know, growing up in the country where I'm from, I did realize that women seem to be more in charge of spirituality. They're the ones who attend vigils. They are the ones who go to church. They pull their husbands from bed to do devotions, or the husband does not participate in family devotions. The woman gathers the children, and it feels as though the woman is the priest of the home. My beloved brothers, this ought not to be so. I remember one Sunday, my pastor was he was actually preaching about family matters, and he pointed out the role of the husband in the home, and that the husband is meant to be the priest as God had planned. I think Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23 says that, "For the husband is the head of the wife, and Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the savior of the body." And so he talked about it and all that. And after service, I met this brother who we've kind of had a connection. And he said, you know, that message touched him, that, you know, he needs to do better. And I gave him, we talked more about this, the place of the husband as a priest, the place of the father as a priest of the home. And he decided to make a commitment to do better. And I said, you know what? Do you want an accountability partner? I can do that for you. And he said, yes. And I said, great, I will. And so that week, I reached out to him to find out how things were going through a text message. And there was no response. But on Sunday, he actually came looking for me. And he said, you know what? This week, we had devotions together and I was in charge. It was happy to see that he was taking lead of the family devotion in his home. And so I don't know who is out there as a husband and you let your wife, you know, do this thing, do the devotions. They are the ones who go to church and all that. And you are a believer. You are a child of God. It has nothing about your salvation. But you know what? Your wife will appreciate it if you do take that lead. If we're looking at Jesus as a model, this can only mean one thing. The man is supposed to follow the path of a leader, servant leader, and be the spiritual head of his home. So what am I trying to say here? It is important that as a man, as a husband, you lead spiritually in your home. And so the first one we talked about is self-leadership, servant leadership, and then spiritual leadership. And I'm hoping that this week you would make a commitment to be that leader your wife is looking up to. If you do need some support, you can always reach out to Ross at coach@happymarriedfamily.com. If you need an accountability partner, we are also here for you. And so, till next time when I reach out to you to bring another empowering, inspiring, and educative episode, you take care of yourself and your loved ones. God bless you and yours. Stay connected. Shalom.
If you like that among show,
please don't forget to leave a review
to spread the love.
Hi friend, if you've been inspired or found value in this episode, one of the best ways to thank us is to leave a written review on Apple Podcast. We would love to hear from you.
Please feel free to share this episode with friends and family, and together we can build stronger marriages, families, and communities.
Stay connected. Shalom.